Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, hanged like a horse.
Hey everyone, quick update for our Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh UK tour. About half the shows are now sold out or very close to, so if you don't want to miss out, make sure you head to sanspantsradio.com/live for links on where to grab your tickets today. There's still a few spots left for our London Podcast Festival show, as well as back-to-back late-night shows at the Soho. So, once again, head to sanspantsradio.com/live and grab your tickets today. Every show is a completely different topic, and remember to head to our Twitter or Facebook for any and all updates. Just search for Sans Pants Radio. Also, if you have any coffee, breakfast, brunch, or just general food recommendations, please email them in, sanspantsradio@gmail.com, or reach out to me directly on Twitter, @GoddammitZammit. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you compete with Westworld?
Chatting about it, we were having a gab about Westworld, and we were like, we're talking about taking your kids to Westworld, and then we were like, yeah. Oh, well, you know, you imagine you had to take your kids to Westworld or Jurassic Park, and then we were like, well, Disneyland, and then we were like,
what about not even Disneyland, what about like a mom and pop carnival
mom and pop
type
theme park?
Yeah. You know, it's like it's not a big thing in Australia, but it is in America where yeah. they have those like kind of like run-of-the-mill
I guess
carnivals.
How does, for an Australian reference, how does Silver's Circus yeah. stack up?
Yeah. Or like, Luna Park?
Luna Park?
Field? Yeah.
Yeah.
Movie
yeah.
World? Sea World?
Well, Movie
World. River World.
River World. Oh, no. River Dance.
But I feel like that's you're getting closer to like those grand... Because Disneyland is right now, surely, pinnacle theme park.
Sure.
Yeah. For the world. Oh, yeah. Adam seems skeptical.
I don't know. There's that Dolly Parton one.
Okay. Disney
Six
slash
Flags?
Dolly World.
Oh, maybe therein lies one of the solutions, actually.
Yeah.
Not even kidding. What if you can get... So, West, maybe you're like, we just can't... Objectively, we cannot make sex robots as fast, as quickly, or as well as Westworld can. What if we instead partner up with, like, a celebrity or get, like, an endorsement deal or something?
So, like... A theme park.
Yeah, but the theme is...
Your theme
I'm
is
giving
like,
you the theme. The theme is like Dolly World or
so
something.
Like Dolly Parton's like, yes, I want to make Dolly World but better. So I give you permission to clone me and upload my personality
well,
to like Dolly Bots.
Going, but yes.
Is that what you're sort of talking about? So we have a whole theme park of Dolly
just,
Bots?
I was like,
hey kid, do you want to come to Dolly World? What's there, Dad? You can fuck Dolly Parton, I guess. Yeah!
You too. That just
Dolly
nowhere that I.
That's what everybody wants. Find out who you truly are at Dolly World.
The black hat or the white hat? No, the answer is no. Get your mind out of the gutter. I don't want to fuck Dolly Parton.
Was
you're
idea...
turning 16, boy. What do you want? Well.
But is the idea that we at Dolly World, we have made one Dolly Parton because that's all our funding will allow.
Mm.
And that is the attractions that you come to see, like young Dolly Parton, because Dolly Parton's still alive.
Look, Jack, you completely missed the point and then made a question that I need to answer. First off,
yes.
Jackson Way.
First off, Dolly Parton is not alive when Westworld happens.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair.
Like that's
Westworld in the future.
It sure is, guys.
I said a couple of years ago, I suppose. A
couple of years ago.
Yeah, I'm making a joke for Cass.
Oh, sorry. Thanks.
Once again, Jackson, you have zoom driven right past the point.
Yeah.
But no, like, you don't even need an animatronic. Don't make animatronic people. You're not going to be able to beat Westworld. My theory is that
animatronic dogs, Adam. That's disgusting.
All right. You know what? You just finish this then.
So are you saying just more...
make it a fucking amusement park, but theme it
you want to
on
create
something?
An animatronic goat that we can fucking kill. Is that what Adam Carnavale is 100% saying?
Look, that's actually better than the insult I thought you were about to level at me.
Is your proposition?
Yes.
Is that we make a, say...
Let's make a 60s rock themed place.
Okay.
Where we get like a bunch of big 60s... like the licenses for a bunch of big 60s rock bands or whatever. Yeah. And we use that however we can. Like, fuck, people do that shit. You just have a roller coaster themed to satisfaction.
I have got my family and I'm like, where would you like to go this summer? And my kids are like, well, I don't know, Dad. Westworld is incredible, where you can live an entire simulated life. Or there's that place that has a roller coaster with a song in the background.
That's pretty neat.
You're going to get tired of Westworld eventually. My theme park is not going to cost you $10,000 a day.
That's true. Your theme park is a lot cheaper.
Also, you don't need to travel to a fucking island.
Or, instead of this, because again, you're like, right, Westworld is $10,000 a day because those animatronics are real good.
Yeah.
So what if almost, not like Westworld, but like... oh, it's a North Planet,
uh-huh.
And instead of like real good electronics and like animatronics and like what
cowboy
looks like
land.
People,
yeah.
Yeah, cowboy land, it's real shit. We're talking like that is quite obviously a robot. That's
like not... the robot in the basement or whatever of season one of
yeah,
Westworld.
But worse.
Serving drinks?
Yeah, but worse. I'm talking like they don't have skin. It's kind of like it's metal, but it's been painted.
Yeah, I was saying
basically
color.
What you're asking for is what we have in the modern day. Look, you're gonna save a lot of money.
You want a small world to be repurposed.
You know those clowns that like they're always like mouth like open this. And like they kind of keep going. Like,
that's a game. Don't call them.
So that game.
They're not people.
So yes, that quality of person, like you know the face.
Fiberglass.
So fiberglass, but just as people in quotation marks, or just whatever, or maybe they'd be like, fuck it, they get real actors.
I don't know what would traumatize a kid more.
So I was like,
say,
so you could really just okay, all right,
get a bunch of actors that are okay with
actors,
being fucked,
big, and maybe you're slightly wounded there every now and again. It's like you may not be able to kill our workers, but you can cut them a little,
or like a BB gun will just leave.
Surely this is starting to cost more than we're right.
We fence off a park.
Yes.
Some kind
we
of
just
suburb.
Let a bunch of people go, tell them build, they're the guests. Then we get the real guests. The trick is everyone fucking pays us.
We give them a few waivers.
Yeah.
Maybe we dip into the sex working. You want a quick?
If you're
a
trying to compete
bucks.
With Westworld, and I'm going to Cowboyland, I expect to be able to have sex with at least some of the cowboys.
I all just right. feel like
Joel Zammit, you're right. being shut down by the international community for right. war crimes.
We get a couple of look. We'll pay him a decent wage.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll be people. Who
What's
will,
a decent wage for this? What do you
reckon? Like, all right, look. What you'll do?
$33,000 a year.
We'll dress you up like a cowboy, and we'll have a color system.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
So you can have a kerchief to be like, I'm okay. Like you will have red, green, and orange. So you can be like, red, don't touch me.
Green is butt stuff.
Green is everything is okay.
Yep. Orange is let's talk about it.
Let's phrase it better than everything is okay. Because that could mean a lot of different
Except
things.
Except killing. No killing. Killing's off the cards. Unless you're very rude. We all seen Hostel, yeah?
Yeah. How much would you need to be paid to go to Westworld and let the guests have sex with you and shoot you with a BB
gun. All right, how about this? All right. Maybe I understand no one wants to
get killed.
I think
I have a price and I'm going to figure it out.
How about this? You know, all right, look.
Yeah.
Criminals are a problem.
Yeah.
Sometimes we, you know, there's death row for a reason. If you want to sign away your basic human rights so that maybe your family members will get paid,
yeah,
we can offer you a situation where you get to go out
like
cowboy.
Like the movie Condemned.
Or Death Race.
The problem here, Zaman, is unfortunately you are taking death row inmates, arming them, with BB guns.
They don't get guns or anything. Yes, the guests do, and yes, they could overpower them, and yes, they could get those guns. Okay, I see what you're saying. It sounds like I have a solution, but I do not.
I just feel like someone who has already committed the worst crime. Has no more sticks left to draw lines. They are.
That's a good expression. I've got no more sticks left to draw lines. Fuck, that's good.
Sam, I just don't know what to say.
Okay, how about this? All right, okay, fair enough. Criminals, because there's that our element that look, they
our
might rise up.
Our fucking guests
okay,
are the ones
Adam,
getting
Adam,
fucked.
Adam, how about this? The terminally ill.
Okay.
Cancer patients.
Sure.
People with incurable diseases.
This is a sad cowboy.
This is bad. They're so sick.
The terminally ill, Joel Zammit, are not going to be riding horses. They're not going to be doing storylines.
Well, they will be riding horses if they want to get paid to
you're
gonna
get
their
a lot
family.
Of, you're going to get a lot of, you know what 90% of your park is going to be? Old Alzheimer's riddled patients.
And they're doing their best. And that's easy because then they believe they're in the world. Oh,
I don't know if
they're already role playing.
Yeah, that's what I remember when I remember degrading slowly mentally. They see they're in a Wild West park and they're like, that's right. I never had those kids. I didn't fight in the war.
I've
been a cowboy.
But then if they're really thinking they're cowboys, they're overpowering the guns. They're not going to think, okay, be nice to the guests. They're going to be like, everyone is an enemy.
Yeah, exactly. And
then you're going to get a lot of geriatrics overpowering Jake Norman, your best paying customer, taking his fucking Bowie knife and slitting his throat, stringing him
up
in Main
Street.
And that's
the risk that Jake Norman takes because he wants the real experience.
See, I feel like if you're going about it in a way that... You say we can't compete with Westworld, and you're trying. You gotta go different.
Okay. Geriatrics, they're old, they're wild.
Yeah, this is all true.
Take us out. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
They're adult sized.
Yeah.
They have mass.
Joel Zammit,
please. They have something. Sorry.
I don't know what you're about to say.
Terminally ill children.
No.
Because you can easily overpower Jake Norman.
No.
You want terminally ill children robbing banks, working in the brothel, working the bank, working the brothel,
you're just
driving the stagecoaches, working the brothel.
Can this be vetoed immediately? Done. Nope. Next. No.
My name's Adam. Make-A-Wish Corporation. Can you get me the fuck out of here?
All right, maybe not work in the brothel.
Yeah.
None of the other ones. None of it.
No one will look me in the eyes, Cass. I have a terminally ill child who's like, I want to rob a bank, and you're crushing their dreams.
There's no terminally ill child being like, I would like to risk death. Please.
You're already dying, kid. I'm sorry.
I'm not dead now.
No.
I'm currently alive.
No.
If anyone can appreciate how many seconds there are to a day, it is me.
All right, well, snow kids, we'll scrap them out. How about terminally ill animals?
Well, then that's a very strange...
Working the brothel! Driving the stagecoaches! Working the brothel!
I still think you're still trying to make a cheaper version of Westworld, and I think by the end of it, you're going to look at the books and being like, for the price difference that's there, it's just not worth just taking a hit to what you want. I reckon...
I don't
want
to go to morally, terminally I've, ill world.
Committed war crimes?
What if
definitely
I
crimes.
Something?
I just get the idea of going to Joel Zavitt's cowboy land and I like step off the little tiny train that I assume gets there. I got my pistols and there's just like sad old men walking around. Too many ill dogs. Just be like, this is... I would rather be paying
all...
the money to go to Westworld.
This is all on top of the issue that you would need to constantly be training staff.
Yeah.
Which, look... I know it's a small complaint compared to everything else, but you are constantly telling your staff what their stories are.
Yeah.
Also,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. I just can't.
Working the brothels.
I just can't, damn it. It's just not worth it. The money that I will have to spend on therapy, I might as well have spent going to Westworld.
I feel like going to whatever
shooting a terminally ill child.
No! No!
Does it make it better if they're in a coma or worse?
No, oh my goodness gracious! No!
Joel Zammit, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, goodness.
How is it that there is less moral ambiguity to my idea of making a bunch of people think they're the guests than releasing the real guests?
Yeah, that's funny. And everyone's paying you.
Everyone's paying. You abscond with that.
Yeah,
you come out
like,
on top.
You put it, I reckon you could, the one...
Look, actually, no, I don't want to sound like I'm encouraging that. That was a joke. Yeah, fucking Dolly World doesn't seem so stupid now, does it?
I reckon if you want to compete with Westworld efficiently, you got to go so different. So Westworld, it's like, oh, you go in and it's like you're living that thing. I want to go somewhere where it feels wrong all the time.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
So we don't have the budgets for animatronics.
No.
Holograms.
All right, we do have the budgets for holograms.
I want to go to Illusion World. I want to be walking through things and have everything change on me. I want to fall into what I think is rocks and have it be marshmallows.
So it's
you will have
this.
Problems with people catching lung cancers and such.
What?
Holograms don't just sit. Mm. They need to move through a medium. You'll need to be constantly pumping smoke.
Yeah, we give everyone a nose plug. It's fun.
You can use steam.
All right. How about
this? I suppose that's true.
I'm liking this idea of nightmare cast.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. So, Westworld.
Sam,
yeah.
Probably mass produces a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? There's a lot of molds
that
they use for people. Now, in a production line, there are probably some things that are going to come out a bit wrong.
Oh, no, I'm into that.
There's going to be some things that are like, not quite right. You know what I mean? There's going to be some things where you're like, I know that's meant to be human, but probably not. And I reckon we could probably ask Westworld. We get them on the cheap.
You buy them on the cheap. They're like off the back of a truck.
I don't
want to
live in the TV show from Spy Kids.
You want to live in a Cronenbergian horror version
of
Westworld.
So we simply get the offcuts that Westworld produces, and we're like, we can build something out of this. What's this? Is this a fly man? I've got an idea.
I just love
Cronenberg
Wrong Sweetwater, where you walk in, all the signs are, like, it's not just the people. Yeah. Surely all the buildings,
all the
trains.
All the support stuff. Those riders, surely there's like a disgruntled rider that got fired.
Yeah, absolutely.
Snap them up.
Seconds World.
Yeah.
Yes, Leftovers World. I mean, you're still getting the Westworld experience, just for a lot cheaper and a lot worse.
Yeah.
Plus, I wouldn't feel super bad about killing any of them.
Exactly,
you know?
Right? Because they're a bit more, you know, different.
Well,
and, like, again, the AI in Westworld probably plays up, and we've already got an advantage. Ours is already playing up!
I didn't think about that aspect.
If you are only taking the shit that they don't want, there will be consequences. Because you are getting a machine that doesn't work properly.
Yep.
Written and coded by a man who was fired for alcoholism or something, being repaired by a man who was caught fucking the robots, who is being overseen by a security team that quite clearly can't distinguish between the robots and the guests. There will be problems.
But like cheap problems.
I just imagine sort of you're getting the plot of Westworld a lot quicker.
You're getting the robot uprising, but maybe the robots don't know what they're doing.
They've got like maybe you're getting six arms out of all their, like out of their face. They're all holding a gun.
Maybe you're getting an itchy and scratchy robot uprising.
You walk into like not quite Westworld, like you're going in the robot's like, hey, you know I can't bleed. You can though.
Fuck, that's crazy. How would have I got you? I hate this place.
And then you genuinely can't tell if that's one of the robots, one of the fucking security team, or the own the mysterious aloof owner of the park, Joel's hat. No one's seen him.
I love the, you know, the little player piano that's always going bang 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 bang. Bang, bang, bang.
What's the, like, if you can't afford...
Paint it black.
Yeah, if you can't afford paint it black, what are you buying?
You're getting something that is, what do you call it? Like, free to the public. Like, public domain. Like, London Bridge is falling down.
I'd simply, again, you'd hire someone who can do a version of paint it black, but again, not quite.
A version of paint it black that the like, copyright...
Bunk, 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 bunk. Bunk, 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 bunk.
You'll get the person
bunk,
who was...
Bunk, 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 bunk.
I'd be very careful, Sam. I mean, like, right now for that.
Go on, Cass.
You'll get the person who was fired for not being able to play it properly.
Yes. I just get a shitty cover band.
That cover band have like a nightmare to live inside the park. Do you live in the park? Do you just let it run?
I imagined I would just open it and then I would leave somewhere where they can't extradite me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like, I don't know what crime is necessarily
one of those countries where there is no laws, yeah.
Sure, what's got like a no extradition kind of thing? Like,
I don't know.
Sweden?
Colombia?
Sweden's always neutral, yeah.
I don't know if that's how
Sweden
it works.
Sweden is where the international community is based.
Ah, shit.
That is where you will probably be tried.
Go Colombia.
The Dark Knight, where the accountant like fucked off because they're like, hey, they don't
expire.
China, got us China.
Yeah, China do not like to play ball with anyone.
Yeah,
you'll be fine.
Famously, notoriously, not economically interchanging with any countries.
I think you may need to do this Ecuador? In international. Just Ecuador, do it in maybe? International waters.
International
problem
waters.
Solved.
I'll buy a houseboat.
You don't
want to
go international waters. You're going to get sniped by SEAL Team 6.
Look, I'll get a houseboat. Small
seals?
Enough.
Well, in the future,
yeah. I'll get a houseboat.
Yeah.
And then I'll just roam the oceans.
Okay, so you'll make like a raft city.
That's just, no, where I am.
Oh, I see. That's
so I don't want to be... Yeah.
We're trying to find him a home.
So everyone pays via PayPal.
Yeah.
What you
yeah.
need is an underground lair.
What I really like is you and your boat being like, God, I'm rich, but isolated in the middle of the ocean.
I'm rich, I'm crazy.
Just eating fish and seagulls.
Talking to this fish skeleton.
Well, and then you'll get in trouble when the international community freezes your assets and they turn the power off and you're underground sub.
See, I think you're all going far too complicated, you know.
Yeah,
I know. Can you believe it?
I just made a theme park.
Okay, Sam and Cass with her fucking
they're absolutely agreed.
Mine was just illusions and holograms. You don't know which way is up or anything.
Holograms are expensive. You know
don't
what's
know
not expensive?
Yeah.
A lie. Fake Westworld. Hey, come to Westworld. Yeah, I run Westworld. It's on this island. Just get on this boat. Everyone pays me, send the boat off. No worries. Wait for the next boat. Done.
You have not made a theme park.
Well, I don't know if that was the purview of the episode. It was just how could you compete? The problem is that everyone's out to sea, but they'll starve and eat each other or whatever. And then I just get
and I'm the monster.
And you're right. You send people out. What everyone's like taking their photos, like, oh, Instagram, I'm going to Westworld. Look, yeah. This is the boat I'm going or whatever. Maybe this is my location, stuff like that. They all get on the boat, send them off. They all die. No questions. Jackson Bailey figured out how to get away with murder. You're right, Jack. You're right. No one would ever catch you. How could they? They're all dead.
I'm gone right. By them.
That's why when someone murders someone, they never get caught because they killed the witness. You are absolutely right. Murder can never be prosecuted.
Exactly. A small family, they're like, oh, look, we're sending, you know, not just like, you know, a small, like maybe three of them are going yeah. on. They're seeing them off and they see Jackson Bailey, but I guess they're not going to like... be a witness.
All right, what about this?
Jackson Bailey, when people start searching for them and they check their financial records and are like, they all paid this one man.
Also, surely someone is driving the boat. Surely they could go around. Surely you've paid a boatman to, like, drive somewhere.
Yeah, well, what if you splash out on a Westworld quality robot to drive the boat?
Hey.
There we go.
So then all the blame for the boat crashing goes to the boat driver who dies, but not really.
And I'm like, that's such a shame they never got to Westworld. But don't worry, we're opening again in a month. Hey, everyone, get on the boat. You're saying the boat driver looks similar? What?
You wouldn't know. You went on the boat the first time. Otherwise, you'd be dead. Okay, on the boat, on the boat.
You'll get away with it. 100%, Jack.
Absolutely.
Jack, whenever you tell me a plan about how you're going to murder someone, I believe you as much as I am now, which is completely. There's never any doubt ever when you plot to murder someone.
What if I keep moving? So so I start in Australia.
Then yeah,
they leave
so
in
you
a
kill
boat.
A bunch of people. You're like, what I'll do is I'll fly to another country. You go to the airport. You give them your passport. They're like, Jackson B. Bailey? No one's ever wanted you for murder. Please go on through. Get on the plane.
And they're not dead
you get
by
on the
that
plane,
point.
You fly. Oh, they're yeah. not.
Here's the situation. Hey, everyone. I'll see you in Westworld. Goodbye. The boat heads off toward the Antarctica or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I quickly, while they're going, get on a plane. And then I change my identity wherever I am, pull the same scam. It's a grift, Adam.
You have
Jackson,
to set up
no,
a new
right.
business every single time.
I don't know why you're seeing so defensive, Jackson, because you're absolutely right. Because you'll go there, you'll change your identity, and you'll think of everything. When you do it, you'll think of everything. They won't be able to catch you because you just change your identity. And when they'll type into their computer Jackson B. Bailey, the computer will be like, he's gone.
Be like, who?
What?
Where is he?
There's
he
only went. Consuelo. And they'll be like, that's not Jackson Bailey. The computer's like, sorry, ba-bow.
I mean, he may look like him. He's got the same face and beard.
And then Consuelo pulls the same grift.
Exactly. Both of your goals are like, okay, so I'll set up this foolproof plan, and then I guess I'm running away for no reason. My plan's foolproof.
And all you need to do is keep doing that, keep changing your identity, and think of everything until you die.
Yeah,
and when
takes.
You die an old man, you're good.
Yeah, that's all it takes. I've only got to do it like three times.
All right, how about this for an idea?
Yeah,
so going back to this Dolly Parton world that Adam was doing.
Making
so,
fuckable dollies, yeah.
So again, like, or getting like a band or a celebrity or someone like that, because again, making like, cause I imagine Westworld, the biggest problem there is making a lot of people.
Yeah, sure.
Because you've got to get variations, you know, you got to think of all different personality types. But again, if we're just mass producing one person.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
It's a lot easier.
Mold.
One mold. So if we're like, all right, we'll get like one of their Westworld techs. Maybe they've been fired or maybe wants to, you know, moonlight or whatever like that. We're like, hey, can you design me a Dolly Parton bot?
Yeah.
He's like, I reckon I could do that. Do you have the rights to Dolly Parton? I say yes.
Yeah.
I lie.
Yeah. I'm just so glad that was the end of it. I'm just so glad that's where it finished. The plan was done.
And he makes me a Dolly Parton bot. Yeah. And then I'm like, sick. I got this mold. I can mass produce
can
a load of Dolly Partons.
You can make $100.
I can make $1,000.
Why even lie? If he's making it for you on the down low, why be like, I have the rights?
Well, because maybe his or she has ethics.
Yeah.
Maybe he has ethics.
What about, so Dolly Parton's alive, what if we did someone dead? What if I bring back Elvis?
Lincoln Land!
Big Bopper World!
See, that's not a bad idea.
You could have every iteration.
Who's in, like, the public domain, right? Fucking, it's Willie Shakespeare! He's gotta be in the public domain!
Are people ever in the public domain?
I think it depends.
Or is it their works that end up in the public
what
domain?
What if someone writes an autobiography?
You can
is
just
that
find
in the public domain after 100 years?
Imagine the Hall of Presidents, but they're the presidents.
Yeah,
they're all together in one hole fighting.
It's President Bowl.
Imagine you open the doors and they're just tearing each other apart.
No, actually, Cass, that's a great idea. So, okay, we don't need to buy a whole island. We just need to buy a coliseum.
Yep.
And then we just make celebrities and famous people fight to the death for people's amusement because they're robots. There's no crimes happening. Ooh.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
What if we also, we get like a, I don't know, we make them out of some mold. It's cheap. It maybe doesn't look perfect.
Yeah.
It's not very realistic.
People are seeing
touch.
It from the seats.
Yeah,
it's
put the
fine.
Seats far back.
No,
yeah.
No. It needs to look at least a little bit good because then we get a person who's like, I hate my fucking boss.
Ah.
And we're like, we can make a robot that looks like your boss. You can fight it in the Colosseum.
Ah, yeah. So like kind of like Minority Report, how they had those dreams of like killing their boss. But we can be like, we can make that boss.
We can
boss.
Make that a reality. Yeah. And that is that... Say, Adam, you chose it for me.
Imagine a world where I'm standing in the Colosseum dressed like a Roman gladiator. The doors open and Jackson steps out and Jackson's like, I thought of everything.
I have a brilliant plan to win. All I've got to do is get
Jackson,
you.
Adam, my D&D character's name is Bismarck the Second.
I'm going to fight you with this ham. And then I just charge at you. Imagine the satisfaction of just one-shotting me in the head. You'd feel so good.
It would.
But then imagine I'm in the crowd watching, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I turn around and shoot you. Oh, no. The door's open. The Jackson robot steps out and is like, wow, this Adam robot's really bang. I shoot the Jackson robot and you in the stands are like, very good, Adam. You did a good job.
You got the robotic Jackson. I am real flesh, Jackson. Good job, old chum. God, you're cold. It's chilly out.
We haven't blunk in a while.
Oh, there you go.
Do you want to share some of this food with me?
No, I'm on a diet.
It's a new one. All the Hollywood celebrities do it. We eat only motor oil.
I was imagining it's like the Jackson robot runs in. I don't want you to kill it. I leap into the Colosseum as well and stand next to it. And I'm like, you don't know which is the real one?
Bang!
Bang! Bang!
Bang! My shoot, my... I shoot only once, but I knew.
I think we've hit on a winner with a big Colosseum.
That is a good one.
Fight your boss, fight your enemies, fight your friends.
Make watch them.
Everyone
fight.
Like even the celebrities. Everyone like hates a certain celebrity.
Yeah.
You know?
I just think
I was just thinking, having like you set up and make bets with your friends and you make fighters to duke it out.
Yes.
So you're like, you want to have a fight, but like seeing your friend get beat up is like a bit much. And you're like, nah, I'll bet you a Colosseum battle. It's fine. And you like deck out your fighter and you pick what they look like and stuff. And then like,
is it out of celebrities? Can I be like the fists of Muhammad Ali, the face of Jerry Springer?
Imagine this.
The beard of Lincoln.
Imagine like Cass and I are like, oh, for a fun thing, why don't we go down the Colosseum, see which one of us would win in a fight? We go into like a little gym right before, punching bag, punch as hard as you can. We both punch. The robot is programmed with that punch. It's like run for as long as you can, lift as heavy as you can. I don't know, like think.
That's good because then you don't have to get injured at all.
Yeah. You just get to watch the two yous duke it out. It'll be rough. Like, it won't be pleasant seeing Adam tear Cass's head off or Cass tear out Adam's guts.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I was prepared for both scenarios.
As I'm, like, doing the punching or whatever, you slip your robot a knife.
I do like the idea of just kind of sort of like, yeah, you fight your friends, you watch your friends fight, or you yourself get to, like, say... Look, if I could pay money to, say, punch Richard Wilkins in the face,
yeah,
I would.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people would.
The good thing about celebrities as well is we can just mass produce them.
Yeah.
We know we're going to need so many Tom Cruises in a month. Yeah.
Do we need to get them to sign off on that?
I feel like...
I don't know.
I feel like we used, like, a paparazzi law, you know? But we're like, you're a celebrity.
This is satire.
Yeah.
It's I actually don't know. Because there was, like, a thing recently or something like that where it was, like... This computer program got released where it was, like, very easy for you to put a celebrity's face onto, often in this particular case, a porn actor's body or something like that, and that got shut down.
Maybe
that's fair.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's reasonable. But maybe it would be like we just have to make it cool. How about this?
We find some celebrities who are down on their luck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Maybe they have terminal cancer. Or maybe they're just broke.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And we get them to
I'm
sign
for.
A waiver.
I don't know why they needed to be terminally ill. That helped no one, not us or them.
Just look, we're not killing them, so let
and
him
so
go.
And so we're like, hey, look, we'll pay you a little bit of money, and now we get your likeness.
Yeah, well, yeah, please.
That would be a really interesting thing for the celebrities because it's like, okay, sign off on this. Every time a robot of you gets made, you get royalties. So you get heap. Imagine being unpopular. You get lots of money and you're like, people just want to kill me.
Or yeah, fuck me.
Oh, is that an option? I don't know if I like this Colosseum so much anymore.
I mean, are we want to be a historical Colosseum or not?
Well, if I can...
There was a lot of fucking in the historical Colosseum.
If I can watch Abraham Lincoln fuck, like, a bear or something, I'll pay money for that.
Look, we'll get Abraham Lincoln, right?
Yeah.
We'll cover him up in bear stank.
Yeah.
And then we'll set a real bear on
him. No, I want him to fuck an animatronic bear.
Well, I guess that's fine.
Animatronic bear is easy compared to fucking...
Then I have to deal with a real bear. I want a bear I can shut down.
Fair point.
You can shut down a real bear.
Not me.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, then gotta get a new bear.
Or fucking trank him, Jesus.
Oh, I guess.
That's rude.
That's rude.
Yeah. In terms of making more money, because I'm assuming that's a goal if we're competing with Westworld, what about you have the option to make your fights public? So you can go in, you can just go to the Colosseum to watch if you just want things to happen. Maybe you can have a bit of a spiel beforehand. So me and you are fighting, there's like a short video package. You'd be like, so why are you fighting today? And it's like,
just as a goof, or are you fighting?
How about you can be like, all right, if you want to settle a bet.
Yeah.
No, you can bet on the fights.
Yeah.
What if we organize some sort of league?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We got a team that's like presidents. We got a team that's like
boy
rock
bands.
And roll boy bands. Yeah, we got a team that's like boy bands.
Tell me you don't want to see fucking Hoover just smash, I don't know, one of the Backstreet Boys' face in.
All of them at once in synchronization.
You can get fucked with it. Imagine we get a team that's like robots from Robot Wars.
Yeah, I guess they don't actually have
Hypno Disc fucking cutting his way through the US presidents.
They don't have to be real people as well. I mean, it's probably easier if they... Imagine like a, I don't know, a sponsored Game of Thrones. Like, this is a Game of Thrones character. So it's going to be like a sponsored Westworld.
You could be like Goonies characters versus Monster Squad. Finally, we can find out which one is the better one.
Why? What is it with you and killing children?
They're animatronic children, Adam. They're not real kids.
You're
They're
the only one who suggested all children teams.
It's a classic competition.
And it's putting them against each other as well.
I like Adam's idea of going in and like you do the punching and stuff to figure out your own stats.
I think that should absolutely stay as a thing. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
So the celebs come in. Because imagine if you go in and it's just a celeb, but you're like, you do it on the basis of be like, I reckon I could take most other celebrities in a fight. Like you go in, you're like, I'll do it. Like you put all your stats in. It's like, cool, let me this president or whatever. Like you start making your own bets.
Imagine shit like I want to fight Muhammad Ali and there's a slide or something like that that's like his age.
Give me old Muhammad.
Yeah, I want to fight
Two
Lincoln
olds
but
and
old
one young.
Lincoln.
Absolutely. I think there's we've hit something here.
I think that's
this
good.
Is,
I
this
like
is gold. I'd almost prefer this to Westworld.
Well, this one's a lot cheaper, I reckon.
Well, yeah,
You're just going to sit in the stands, you know?
Like sports bets in on it. Like.
Yeah.
Plus, it's such it pays for itself. Yeah.
20-1 odds of presidents versus fucking
Monster Squad. Yes,
animated Statue of Liberty.
Or you can do like werewolves v vampires, yeah, any could. Kind of old classic bullshit trope.
Yeah, because it's such a classic nerd thing where they're like, oh, who would win in a fight, X v X? You know, we've been guilty of it ourselves. Find out.
Yeah.
Find out
20 of me versus one Superman.
Get like scientists and literature experts and things like that to be like, cool, I've read through the Dracula books. I've gotten all the fight scenes. And
we've got his base stats.
We've compared it with a sports scientist's like findings. And so these are Dracula's stats if anyone wants to take Dracula. But if you want to even get your stats measured into the machine, you have to pay.
Yeah.
If we can make a Superman, I feel like the US Army is coming in to, to be like, a quick question.
Yes.
How many?
Can we have that?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess
how much?
Therein lies the problem. If we're like, we made a wolfman. It's obviously animatronic, but it's a full-on wolfman. Surely the army's like, give us, yeah.
Oh, maybe not a wolfman.
Because you could make a wolfman pretty easily in Westworld, right?
I think that, though, we will be competing with Westworld there, because I'm pretty sure, sorry for spoilers, but that's like an undercurrent of what might be happening.
What, the Wolfman?
They're making Wolfman for the US Army.
But also, because if we're doing this, we're making Wolfman because we're like, let's make a president, but if a president was strong, and maybe a Wolfman.
I don't want to fight like, president as strong, I just want to fight Lincoln.
Maybe Lincoln then Westworld are like, here the Colosseum world has a Wolfman? I guess we got to do a werewolf theme.
I guess we got to get a
storyline.
Wolfman.
Oh my goodness, themed Colosseums. Can you imagine, like, October Halloween month?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hells yeah.
So you're like, okay, so we've decked out President's Hall so you can come pick your president. They're all spooky. So we've got Thomas Jefferson the mummy. Oh, was he a president? Oh.
Yeah, sexy maid Abraham Lincoln.
That's not spooky.
Spooky on ice.
It's Halloween.
Sexy cat Andrew Jackson.
Get him to fight mummy. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I'd absolutely slutty vampire Roosevelt. Yes, please.
Just in the Blech. Crowd eating popcorn. That's a weird show. That's a weird it's show.
Sexy nurse FDR.
Was FDR in the wheelchair? Yes. Hell yeah. I think there's...
Mecha battle.
There's absolutely something here.
Oh, imagine sexy nurse Trump.
Ah, oh, yes.
Oh, do I have to?
Getting like soccer punched by, I don't know, FDR.
Slutty nurse FDR.
But
fucking stepped on by the Statue of Liberty, presumably wearing a, I don't know, like a slutty dog costume. I'm running out of slutty costumes.
Slutty cowboy.
Slutty cowboy.
Perfect.
Statue I don't think we can have
a slutty cowboy.
I
perfect.
Feel like for legal reasons, we can't have any cowboys.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a old-timey Western man.
Westworld don't have the fucking patent on cowboys.
Yeah, we'd have to call it something different. We'd have to call it like...
We're calling it Westworld, of course.
No, can we call it Bestworld?
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam.
See it, Bestworld. You've heard of Westworld. Now see the Bestworld.
See you in the Colosseum.
These violent delights lead to Colosseum fights.
You'll Colosseum soon.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.